What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on the station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you all. Yes, we're live again. On the days that I can't do the radio program live, I will play a repeat program. And what I found out is that if for whatever reason I need to play that repeat program at the last minute on this station, it doesn't allow you to listen to it. So I've kind of discovered that. So it's kind of interesting how you discover something after you've been on a particular station for over 10 years, which I've been on Blog Talk Radio here since March of 2010. I've been doing the program live since May of 2003. So this is the longest ongoing call-in radio program in Las Vegas that does what I do. So there you go. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona. This is Donna. How are you?
Oh, hi, Donna. What's your question today?
Hi. Yeah, I have a friend in Hawaii, and she's in Finland right now. And she has a friend named Brian. He's 89. He lost his wife about 6 months ago. And he's going to be moving to Hawaii, you know, where she's there and all. Do you see me going there and helping him out at all? Will I meet him?
Have you already been invited?
Well, my friend Marlene most definitely will have me. I can go to Hawaii. She's my best friend.
Okay. Well, because, see, here's what I keep getting for you is that it's saying that should you go to Hawaii, you might not leave.
Oh, okay.
So, in other words, I don't know what your living situation is right now, but what it says here is that it would be a three-way companionship. I don't mean like in a polyamorous sort of way.
Right.
But what I'm getting is that it would be a three-way sort of mutually supporting relationship that once you get there, you might not leave, Donna.
Oh, you mean I'd stay there helping him?
No, you'd move there permanently.
Oh.
So,
that's okay.
That's why I asked. I don't know what your living situation is, but this is saying that, you know, you go there initially to help, but that it may work out that you decide not to leave. So it might be that you're either there for a really long time or you end up moving there.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
these cards are coming up very, very positive because your friend would welcome the help. Because if someone's 89 years old, they need a lot of help with everything, okay? Plus the lonesomeness of his losing his wife. You know, here's the thing. Men that have been married for a long time have a really hard time not having a companion in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see what I mean? So what I'm getting is that I actually think the three of you are going to have more adventures and good times that the three of you are together than if you were all living apart.
Yeah.
This literally
sense.
Says it goes really well. But, I mean, do you own your own house now? Or are you renting? What's your living situation now?
I rent. Yeah.
Okay. So it could be that whenever your lease is up or if you're on month to month, it might be that after you're in Hawaii for a month, you might reach out to your landlord and say, you know, hey, I'm going to give notice because it looks like I'm going to stay in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I could
even sublease. That's what it says, is that it feels
–
I'm sorry, Donna, I interrupted you. What did you say?
Oh, I could sublease.
You could sublease. But here's what I'm getting, is that you probably won't. I think that once you get there and that once this goes into the flow that it's going into, I think that you would end up staying.
Oh, okay.
Because it won't be about the money. It would be about the companionship, you know, of certain people at a certain age enjoying life together without the entanglements of, you know, I guess sexual intimacy.
Because I'm older too. I'm 68.
All right. Well, again, what I keep getting here is that you may end up moving there, and that it's you know, you may share with some of the expenses like food and entertainment, but it's saying here that you probably would be there rent free.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. Yeah.
So I'm just be open to that idea because I actually think that the three of you together would have more fun than, the three of you living apart. That's what these cards keep saying. That it's almost like, it's, you know how sometimes the universe will present you with exactly what you need right at the right moment? That's
mm-hmm.
what's happening here.
Okay.
It looks absolutely
wow.
beautiful to me, Donna.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
oh,
so just before you go, just investigate, I don't know, what it would take for you to just up and move. Because I don't think you'd need to take a lot of stuff.
No, a little bit of clothing, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, gal pal, have an amazing
Thank
time.
Thank you, Mona.
This is you doing Spirit's work, you know, and that's why Spirit's opening the way for you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank
you. Okay,
bye.
Bye. I've got somebody here from the 610 area code. Hello, 610. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. I think that's me.
Yeah.
Hi. My name is Annie, and I was wondering if a former flame of mine will return.
Oh, all right. Let me pull the cards and find out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How did you find my program, by the way?
Oh, I've actually called before. I used to live in Pennsylvania, but now I live in Las Vegas.
Oh, well, welcome back. Okay, so
Thank you.
is the fella in question a Libra, Aquarius, or Gemini?
No, he's a Taurus.
Okay, there's a new fella coming towards you that's not the old guy.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, this new guy is way better than the old guy. You just got
to
believe it.
That's good
because,
to know.
Because here's the thing, is that when I draw cards and people are asking me a yes or no question, if the majority of the cards come up reversed, the answer to the question is no, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since there's a specific card that's the most powerful card in my whole deck. And by the way, I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And there's an extra card in my tarot deck. It's called The Master, right? When that card comes up, right, whenever that card comes up, it means that Spirit's trying to guide you toward exactly what you want. So it's not necessarily that particular person that you want. You want the feeling of being in a committed relationship with someone that loves you to the level that you'll love them. That's the goal.
Yeah.
It's not that old relationship, because frankly, I think you did all the work in that relationship.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
High maintenance man. That's what he was. Whereas this guy that's coming towards you, I love this guy. And it's Spirit trying to guide you to this guy. So as soon as you finally say, okay, Mr. Taurus, I can do better than you, as soon as you say that in your head, everything starts to shift.
Okay.
Because I truly think that you're ready for the kind of relationship that would be for your whole life. So how long
Any
ago
idea
did you two
how
break
I meet
up?
This guy?
Okay, hold on. How long ago did you two break up?
It's been months, like early April.
Okay, so here's my psychic advice is you can do better.
Okay.
You can do better. And I think you know you could do better.
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy, the description of this guy, brown hair, brown eyes, a little on the quiet side when you first meet him, and then he becomes kind of a chatterbox.
Okay.
Okay, but this guy you're probably going to meet either because you're introduced through work or by friends to him.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to give you one more thing to do before I let you go. Are you ready?
Yes.
You're going to write a goodbye letter to Mr. Taurus.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Taurus, it was great while it lasted. I realized that you're probably not the dude for me. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom of it, I want you to write this last line. Are you ready?
Yes.
I release this past relationship for the one Spirit has intended for me. Sign your name,
okay.
Crumple it up, and burn it safely somewhere. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you deserve so much better, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anne.
Oh, hi, Anne. Oh, we just had an Annie. That's so funny. What's your question for me today?
I'm looking for both a job and a place to live in the same town or the same area. So how do you see both of those panning out? Or sometimes I don't know which to focus on.
So my advice is it's saying coincidence is your best friend for finding the new living space. So I would go for the living space first, job second. And the reason I say that is that one of the few benefits of the whole COVID experience, okay?
Yeah.
One of the few benefits is the hybrid work environment.
Right.
So I think that you'll be able to find a opportunity that you can work remotely. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter where you work, right? It doesn't matter because you may be able to find it remotely. And the skill set that you bring to the table is pretty awesome. So I say, I vote for finding the place you want to live. So let's say, I'm just going to pick a city. Let's say it's San Diego you want to live, right? So you go and you explore San Diego and you start looking at not only the areas that might be close to the water, but maybe the ones that are about a half an hour drive from the water, right? So you decide that's where I want to move. Well, as soon as you make that decision, then what happens is that what starts to come across your radar are opportunities that are connected to that vibration, all right? So you guys, when I do my radio program, I have this one cat that likes to come and lay on my cards. So if I sound a little distracted right the second, it's because this cat has decided to lay on your cards. She's I actually think cats are incredibly intuitive. I think that, yeah. They've been referred to as familiars. But anyway, but your cards are saying find the place first, the job follows pretty fast.
Yeah, I like working with people and I like groups and kind of group projects where I can be kind of independent and...
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit.
The thing about I'm unsure about working remote is I like people and working with people and being alone at a computer, it doesn't sound that...
Well, again, it may be a hybrid sort of situation, which I think would
yeah.
be ideal for you. So
yes.
that's why I keep getting find the place first, and that as soon as you target the place, then you jump on your LinkedIn profile, start updating the crap out of it, and start connecting mm-hmm. to jobs in the city that you want to work in. You may also decide that in the city you want to live in ultimately that you tootle over there for a weekend trip. You get yourself a PostNet or Postal Service mailbox or a UPS store mailbox so you have a mailing address that's already there.
Yeah, that's
you see
what
I mean?
Did. Yeah, you're picking up exactly what I did to get here
okay, perfect.
To New Mexico. So I did exactly what you described to get to New Mexico.
Oh, cool.
And I'm just looking for, I've found temporary, and so now I'm looking for living space.
Okay, well, I vote for the idea of you finding full-time employment, and I think you're totally on the right path. So since we've clued in on that together, I actually
yeah.
think that it's just a question of timing. You know, the thing
mm.
is one of the things you might want to do, and I throw this suggestion out there all the time to people, is because you have this really great mojo, right? So let's say you liked cats. I'm just going to use that as an example. So if you
yeah.
liked cats, right, and you can pet their little head and scoop their box and all that, why not go get yourself bonded and do cat sitting on the weekend where you show up for an hour, you pet the cat's head, you make sure they have clean food and water, you scoop their box, and you leave. And you charge the same amount that someone would pay for boarding for that cat. You see? So
mm-hmm.
for, say, 2 or 3 hours a day, you could make a couple hundred bucks just by visiting the houses that people are taking off for the weekend. Do you see what I'm saying? So it may be that you get yourself bonded as a house/cat sitter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's extra money, and all you do is you go over to all the vets around a certain area, and you drop off your card, and you say, I'm bonded, and I do house and cat sitting. So if someone doesn't want to drop their cat off here and do the boarding thing where there's all that noise and uncomfortableness, again, being a cat person myself, I'm more likely to hire someone to do that than I am to basically take my three cats to go board it. You see?
Right.
So what I keep getting with you is that you've already chosen the place. The job is going to follow.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Gal Pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Okay, I've got somebody. Oops. Be better than my computer here. So I'm going to go to area code 845. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Lucy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Lucy. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing good. Good.
Okay, so
what
what's
about
your question
you?
Today?
What's new? Okay, tell me about finances, please.
Okay, hold on. So one of the things that I've known about, now, you've been calling into my program, I think, since I've been on the air, because...
yeah, I love you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So sweet. Actually, you know what it says here is, though sometimes you worry about money, it says that you always seem to figure it out. That's what I love about your call here, is that it's saying that while I don't see you hitting, you know, Mega Millions, which I guess just hit for like $1 billion, I do see that you've got it figured out with money, or that your money situation's about to improve.
Okay. Yeah,
which I love.
I played the Mega Millions. I was hoping you're going to say, oh, you won the Mega. It's like, okay, thank you so much. I send you a million your way.
You are so sweet. Like I said, what it says here is that there may have been something that actually started making you feel a little bit better about money that happened sometime in the month here of July. And what it's saying is that your money situation really starts to improve, or just get even more, you're more confident about it as of September.
Oh, wonderful.
So yeah, I'm not worried about you and money at all, girl.
No, I don't worry about money, but I like to live an abundant, prosperous life. Mm-hmm. It's always good to know, sweetie.
All right, Lucy. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... Okay, hold on. Let me get this. I'm trying to take these calls in the order they've come in here, so hold on. I'm going to go to area code 312. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig. Great to speak to you again.
Oh, cool. You said Craig?
Yes.
All right, Craig, what's your question for me today?
My question for today is, I applied for a job in leadership in Oak Park, Illinois, and I just want to know, how do you see that going for me?
Well, I don't know. The winning ticket for Mega Billions was in Illinois, you know. Maybe you can go work for that person, right? Personal assistant, field the calls, that kind of thing. So here's the thing. It's saying that the job that you applied for, you're probably going to get it, but you won't stay at it very long. I think that the job will be a stepping stone for another new job, but that's not a bad thing.
Okay.
So do I think the job happens? Yes. Do I think that it's good for you to work at for maybe about 6 to 10 months? Yes. Do I think it's going to lead to something else? Yes. Now, it could even be a promotion at that same facility, but I think what's going to happen is that you're going to do what I've told a bunch of people to do, is that as soon as you get a new job, start looking for the next one.
Okay.
And in this case, that's exactly what you're going to do.
Is the work environment going to be bad or something that's going to prompt me to move?
No. It's just that you're going to learn the job so quickly. By the way, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay.
You're going to learn the job so quickly that you're going to become bored with it pretty quickly.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yeah.
This is not a bad work environment. As a matter of fact, I think you're going to get along with everybody really well. It's just you're going to look at it and go, wow, I don't know that I see any growth opportunity here. It's
gotcha.
Like, let's say you wanted to be director of marketing and the person in the position has made it very clear that they're staying at that job, the one you want, till they retire, and that's like 20 years from now.
Okay.
That's why.
All right.
So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 929 area code. Hello, 929. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Stacy. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Stacy. What's your question?
Hey, okay, so I'm going to be applying for my dream job at my dream company, okay? So I'm applying for this job on Monday, and they have several openings, various job positions, which
mm-hmm.
six of them I qualify for.
Right.
So my question is, once I get my resume out, I'm going to be tweaking it today. I have someone helping me. Do you think they're going to be calling me, I would say, by September?
This is saying you could call within the next 3 weeks.
Oh, yes.
So,
all right.
So here's what you do. Before you actually apply, you go on your LinkedIn profile and you add any single thing you've ever done ever, even if you only did it once, onto your profile. Okay? So in other words, the last job you worked at, if you did any training at all, you throw that in the profile. If you did any interviewing at all, you put that in the profile. If you did any sales or convention trade show work, you put it on any of those profiles, all right? Because the way LinkedIn works is they're going to look at keywords in your profile, and what's going to happen is that's how you get recruiters. Now, you want to beef up your LinkedIn profile. You're not lying. You're just adding things to it that you might not have thought to add to it, all right? The other thing you're going to do is put a beautiful smiling picture of yourself on your LinkedIn profile. I want that picture to be, oh, my God, I love her, as soon as they see your picture. See, this is why trying to get a position through LinkedIn or getting a position through LinkedIn is more successful than almost any other venue, because, I'm sorry, people will look at your picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you are delightfully attractive. So that's why you want to take advantage of that. Then in the background picture, you want both. The background picture is a beautiful, beautiful place in the city that you live in that you like. That's your background picture, okay? But the picture of you is your smiling face looking like you are the queen of cooperation and an amazingly intelligent person. Then you tweak your resume, and then you start sending it. And if you can find the job over LinkedIn, even better. If the same company is looking on LinkedIn, that's where you want to apply, because they'll immediately look at your qualifications, which is what you want. But this is saying good news is coming to you in 3 weeks.
Thank you. Yay.
All right, my friend.
Oh my,
thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.